Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Your new way to start the day. Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
It's Nico and Cheyenne. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
Whew. We had a hot one last night, Cheyenne.
Ooh, tell me.
Brooklyn Dana got a little upset.
What happened?
And she's a scruncher.
Like, what do you...
Like, when she gets angry, she does this.
Oh, she scrunches her nose up? Oh, no. Is it her whole face or is it just, like, her nose and eyes?
It's everything. It's not very flattering.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No.
She's upset, she wants everybody to know about it.
Oh, boy.
And when she did this to my boy, Justin, who has zero filtration on his mouth.
Yeah.
He just looked at her and went...
Oh, yeah.
Mom, I know you're mad because you have three wrinkles on your forehead.
No! No, he didn't!
But then, the best part is he corrected himself. He goes, no, actually, it's four.
He doubled down and added one. Sweet Justin, why?
Oh, sweet baby Justin.
No, what did Dana do? I want to know?
That took her from like 80% mad to 110.
Oh, no.
Justin, it's not nice to comment about the way people look.
I was like, but babe, you look mad.
But
babe, you look really mad. And thankfully, she was not mad. Well, then she became mad at me.
I bet she did.
Yeah.
How'd that work out for you?
Yeah, it wasn't as bad as how she gave him the tongue lashing of a lifetime.
Oh, boy.
Which I appreciate now because there was a filter at one point on my wife. No more. No more at all.
Now she's just unloading.
My son says the craziest stuff. It doesn't matter where we are. He doesn't know any better. His behavior is not quite on par. Put it to you that way.
Yeah.
So he'll say the craziest stuff in the world in the worst times possible.
And that day, that fateful day.
That fateful day. And actually... Oh, my God.
Oh, tell me.
This happened the other day. We were at church.
No. That's the worst place.
We go to a church where there's no less than 2,000 to 3,000 people in attendance. Like, it's a It's a big church.
Good
big
Lord. Church.
The priest has got his microphone, and he's piped throughout the entire church, and the sound is great. And everyone's really attentive, and he was doing his homily. And he's telling us about the history of the church.
Uh-huh.
And he says, the word, if I say the word ecclesia, what does that mean to you? And everyone's like shaking their head. They're like, I don't know what that means. And then he says, well, if you're Greek, you will know.
Mm-hmm.
Justin, at the top of his lungs, my dad's Greek. I swear, everyone turned and looked at you. Like, it was so rhetorical. You're not supposed to answer that question, Justin. It was just one of those things where he's just saying it, hoping
the answer.
That no Greek people are in his mass because they go to Greek church. Well, it just so happened that Justin's dad was there, and he's Greek. He goes, my dad knows Greek. And then the priest doubles down and he goes, okay, what does ecclesia mean? And I went, church. And he goes, that's right. You are Greek. What are you doing here? No, he didn't say that.
Not you being put on complete blast.
But it was so funny.
That's hilarious.
I'm pretty sure Dana like slapped his legs so hard. It was like, Justin, like... You can't scream out in church like that.
But also, if there was a time to that was it.
There was that one time.
Like,
man.
He knew that that was the right answer.
100%.
And he was answering the rhetorical question.
That's so funny.
That's hilarious. But kids say the darndest things.
They
do. They're constantly saying things completely out of pocket.
I'm going to continue to have stories like that because my boy, zero filter, and none. I absolutely love it. So
I'm here for it.
If this happens to you guys, we'd love to hear about it too. 602-894-5653. Call us up with your kids say the darndest thing story. Marissa and Tempe, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so you heard the story about my son who literally has zero filter when it comes to speaking to anyone. He will say, oh, geez, that shirt might be a little too tight on you, Dad. Or, like he said to my wife, when you get angry, there's so many wrinkles on your forehead.
Which is crazy.
Has your kid said anything crazy to you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. My daughter, the other day, I was getting ready for work, and she came in and said, "Are you seriously going to wear that?"
No! Like, you were dressed and ready to go, and she was just like, that's the choice that you picked?
Yes, she said, "That is not fashionable, Mom."
Oh, no.
Like an old lady.
You look like an old lady.
Oh,
no.
Dang.
Yes.
That's crazy.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Also, wild that she felt so comfortable to say that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, it's not only that she made fun of you because she thought you didn't look stylish, but she also said you're old looking.
Told you you looked old.
Yes.
That's...
Oh, my God. And she's only 10. I mean, come on.
Oh. Oh, no.
Wow. I would like to say that it only gets better.
It doesn't. As the mom of a 14-year-old, I can tell you, it does not get any better.
You better straighten her out, all right, Marissa?
Yeah.
Hello, good morning, Camel Country. Hi.
Calling in for the kids say the darndest thing.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name's Grace and I'm calling out of Tennessee.
What does your kid say that's like out of pocket?
Yeah, what happened to you?
I'm sure it's a list, but...
I got a list of them, but the one that stands out the most, my son was at DES with his mom, and they're sitting there in line waiting for their turn, and he goes, "Mom, I'm just a little black boy," when he, in fact, is a half-white, half-Hispanic 7-year-old.
What? Wow.
What? Why? Why? Why?
Yeah.
Couldn't tell you.
That's...
Just a little black boy.
How old was he at this time?
He was 7. It was 7. Just a couple months ago.
Yeah, my son is also 7, just about turn 8. And like sometimes kids just don't have a concept of anything, which is what's so beautiful because they're just, you know, so oblivious.
They're innocent, yeah.
And that's great. But, you know, they could say some crazy stuff and you'd be like, whoa, whoa. Inappropriate.
Definitely.
That's so funny. Well, thanks for calling.
Yeah, man.
No problem.
Thanks for sharing. Have a great day.
You too.
Good morning, Camel Country.
I'm Lisa. I'm calling from, I live in Chandler.
Lisa, what out-of-pocket thing does your kid say?
Well, he's autistic. And when he was younger, he would... throw out very racist comments.
No.
I'm finding a trend here.
We had somebody delivering pizza one time.
Yeah.
And the delivery guy was Asian.
Okay.
And when my son was standing there at the door with me and the guy, you know, was delivering pizza and my son looks at him and says, "Shouldn't you be delivering Chinese food?"
No!
Man. Yeah.
That's not funny.
Yeah, that's the tism speaking right there.
That's the tism.
My son would definitely say something like that. Yeah.
What did the delivery driver say?
He just kind of looked at him and he was kind of speechless, just took the money and I was like, "I'm so sorry." And my response is always, "I'm so sorry. He's autistic. He doesn't know what he's saying."
Yeah.
That's still
hilarious. It sounds like you're giving him good direction, but yeah.
But also, that sounds like just an observant thing that a kid would say because kids have zero filter, and sometimes they just state what they feel is the obvious.
If they didn't say it, we wouldn't be talking about it on the radio right now.
Exactly.
So thank you for sharing with us, Lisa.
You're welcome.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Good morning, Camel Country.
Who is this? Where are you calling us from?
I'm calling you from Gilbert.
What's your name?
What's your name?
My name's Karen.
Hi, Karen.
I have a funny story about my son. Not my son, but with my son and his best friend when they were little.
Yeah.
And the funny things that they say. Basically, I'm not a well-endowed with the boob or anything like that. So I'm flat-chested.
Uh-huh.
And when my kids were very young, we moved into this neighborhood where all the kids were super, super close. And our next-door neighbor's son had a mom who had very large boobs.
Okay.
Yes.
And one day, he accidentally walked in on his mom when she was getting out of the shower.
I know.
And he asked her, "What are those?" And it was an awkward situation, and so she's just saying, "Well, those are my breasts."
Yeah.
And he goes, well, why don't I have breasts? He goes, well, women have breasts. He goes, well, why doesn't Karen have breasts?
No! Karen!
Yeah.
Oh, no. There's so many oh no's to the story.
Yeah, the brutal honesty of children is a beautiful thing.
Oh.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Just the raw thing. Just enjoy the next couple decades of it.
Ignorance is bliss.
Yeah, 100%.
Some good. Mostly bad. Nico breaks the news.
Camel Country 107.9.
We're calling Audrey out on her stinkiness today.
Oh, like B.O. stinky?
No, like trash stinky.
Oh. She, I don't think that's better.
She always conveniently is staying over at her boyfriend's whenever it's her turn to take out the trash.
Oh, no!
So her roommate, Tatum, says, enough is enough. Call her out. And that's what we do here.
Okay.
Let's break some news.
All right.
Hello?
Hi, is this Audrey?
Yeah, who is this?
Hi, Audrey. It's Nico from Nico Breaks the News.
Like Nico?
Yes.
Like for real? Mm-hmm.
Yes, Audrey. I have news for you.
Oh my God. Okay.
I have news from your roommate Tatum. She reached out to me. Do you know this person, or is she lying to me?
Yes, of course. Nope, she is not lying to you. Absolutely.
Okay.
She knows I love you. Yes.
She wanted me to ask you why it is that every other week when it's your day to take the trash out, you mysteriously disappear and claim that you're staying at your boyfriend's.
Oh my God. Okay, hold on a minute. Wait a minute. I have a defense.
Okay.
That is when my boyfriend is off. So that's like Fridays are when I end up going to his house because that's when he's off. That's like our date night. It's a coincidence, I swear.
Tatum also went on to say, this week, Audrey, is your week. You better not pull a disappearing act.
Okay, fine. You got it. Yes, absolutely. I totally get it. Oh my God, that's so fun. I love you guys. You guys are the best.
We love you. And also, take the trash out. Come on.
Be responsible.
I'll do it. I'm going to be responsible. Sorry, Tatum. Love you.
Don't make me call you again, all right?
Oh my God. No, please do. Now I'm not going to take it out so you can call again.
Oh.
Okay.
Just kidding.
Thank you, Audrey.
Thank you so much, Nico.
Nico breaks the news. Mornings at 6:15 and 8:15
on Camel Country 107.9.
Good morning, Camel Nation congregation. It's time to get up on your feet. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Woo.
Amen. Can I get an amen?
I am so happy to tell you guys that I officially have finished my plans for my birthday.
Hey!
I shall be celebrating on Friday at Gila River Resorts and Casinos Viquiva.
Nice.
And that's important because we're doing Bad Bingo.
Ooh.
At 10 p.m.
You're such a bad...
Yeah, I am. It's true.
I don't feel like saying that right now.
But it's true.
You're such a bad girl.
Oh, stop. Stop it. But I am having a birthday party, which we've talked about before. I'm not like a crazy big fan of. But I am having a birthday party, so... Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Thank you.
Cheyenne, who do we got on the phone today?
Sally and Mesa, what do you got for us this morning?
Oh, my Lord. I have been going absolutely insane, bonkers, crazy, upside down, going to pull my hair out.
Yeah.
Because I have had a splinter.
The worst.
In my hand. Right, in my right hand, no less, and I'm right-handed.
Oh, no!
And I, for 4 days, have not been able to get it out. I've done everything YouTube suggests, gotten great new tweezers, soaked it in water, hydrogen peroxide it.
I'm glad you visited your local Dr. YouTube.
Yeah, Dr. YouTube, we love Dr. YouTube. But guess what? This morning, I got it out. So can I get an amen?
Amen! Love that for you.
I'm relieved now.
Yes.
Yeah, right?
Nothing is worse than a festering splinter. Like, you know it's there, you just can't get it. So we're happy for
Good
you.
Good job.
it was starting to like get red and puffy, the finger, and I was like, oh no, this ain't going in a good direction.
Yeah. So. But then Jesus was like, Sally,
I got you.
I got you.
I got you. I got you, girl.
Can I get an amen featured right here on the Nico and Cheyenne Show each and every morning on Camel Country 107.9?
It's our chance to cheer for you for your wins, no matter how big or how small. So if you, I don't know, passed by your bed without stubbing your toe this morning.
Oof.
And normally you do.
You get
That's deserving of an amen.
You get an amen for
that. Yeah, absolutely.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
Hey, who's this? Where are you calling us from?
My name's Chris. I'm in Mesa.
Hey, Chris in Mesa. You know what's happening right now?
I think I'm calling number 8.
Oh.
Well, it is Camel's Secret Sound. And you are calling number 8, Chris.
Yay!
Congratulations. All right, up for grabs. We got a sick prize,
it's
Cheyenne.
It's a pair of tickets to see Kenny Chesney at the Sphere in the Sandbar, which is the pit right next to the stage, and a two-night stay at the Westin in Las Vegas. This is a phenomenal prize.
Ooh, doesn't
it's
sound good,
best.
Chris.
That's amazing.
All right, man. All you got to do is guess the secret sound. Have you been following along? Did you get the hints? Do you know what's happening?
My wife got the hints, and she thinks we know the answer.
Oh!
All right, let's do it, let's do it, let's do it.
I love some confidence.
Camel Country 107.9.
The secret sound.
Oh, we played it. This is the third day that the sound is being revealed. It is quick. I will say that. Chris and Mesa, this is the secret sound.
All right, Chris and Mesa, you said that you think you and your wife know what it is based off of hearing it and the hints. What do you think it is?
A gold coin.
A gold coin.
No, that's not it. A gold coin is not the secret sound.
Also, a gold coin is an object, Chris. Just for the future, maybe a coin... You know, hitting the floor, maybe a coin.
I'm not hinting. We're not hinting, but the secret sound
helping.
Is super specific. It's not just the object.
Yeah.
It's what's happening with said object.
We cannot give away anymore.
Okay.
Yeah.
But hey, we hope to give you another opportunity, okay? So just keep listening.
Oh, yeah. I'll try to call again tomorrow. Every day I try to call you guys.
Okay.
I love that.
Love that.
I get like 80 calls in. It keeps telling me you guys are busy or it's number not available. So I'm glad I actually got through today.
I've elevated my life, Camel Nation. It's Nico and Cheyenne. I'm taking things to a different level, Cheyenne.
A level of what, exactly?
Sophistication.
Oh, that's a statement.
I'm doing wines now.
You are you're tiptoeing around being a wine guy.
I am a wine guy.
Yeah, you're starting. You're like at the starting block. Like you just came off the block.
So we had this amazing dinner at Capitol Grill where my buddy who used to live in Portland ordered this wine from the Willamette Valley, and it was called something awesome. It's just a name. Everything about it was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to like find that level of wine without paying $1 million a bottle of wine.
Because wine can get very expensive.
It can. So
yeah.
I've been trying these different Pinot Noirs from the Willamette Valley in Oregon for, I don't know, 2 months now. I've been mm-hmm. just like buying like a bottle every couple weeks, maybe 2 weeks, I'll get a new bottle.
Yeah.
And we try it out. Like we don't drink wine like crazy, but trying to nail the taste. So I find this bottle is $40-ish, which is, you know,
that's
pretty
a solid
decent,
price
pretty
for
decent
a bottle
chunk
of wine.
Of change.
Yeah.
I'm used to like getting that $3 chunk. At that time, it was $3 for a bottle of wine at Trader Joe's, and we would just walk around and drink it in plastic bags or paper bags. Not plastic bags. That would be super weird. But I've done that too. I have played slap the bag. Anyway.
What is that?
Oh, that's when you take like the boxed wine and you pull the rubber bag, the plastic bag
yeah,
out.
Yeah.
And then you smack the bag and then you chug it.
Why are you smacking the bag?
I don't know. That's just one of these things. It kind of makes you feel like you're smacking a butt. But anyway.
This story is getting
$40. $40. Let's stay on point here, people.
Okay, $40 for your bottle of wine.
$40 for this bottle of wine. I got it at BevMo, so it was a pretty decent spot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this wasn't the bodega across the street that's got a $40 bottle of wine because they can charge you whatever.
Right.
So I go to open it. Like, what is this? What in the world? The whole top of it is black, so I can't really tell.
With the foil?
I can't really tell, but it's a screw top.
Aww.
It is a screw top bottle. And if there's one thing I know about wine, it's the good stuff does not come in a screw top bottle.
I mean, I don't mind a screw top when it is in convenience form.
Right.
Like if you're out of town, for example, Las Vegas.
Yeah.
And you're in a hotel room.
Yeah.
How are you going to take that cork out the bottle?
Yeah. Oh, okay, very good point.
So,
and also, I equate it to portability.
Mm-hmm.
Because you putting the cork back in the bottle is not really a thing. So a screw top, if you're camping.
Exactly.
If you're out and about or whatever.
Screw tops serve a purpose.
Yeah, yeah.
For sure.
Useful, very useful. But again, you don't see a screw top on like a really high-end bottle of wine. It just doesn't exist.
Did it give you the wine ick?
It gave me like a, wait, what?
No.
I just got bamboozled. I paid $40 for a screw top bottle of wine.
Then my question is does this having a screw top really make it cheaper? Is it a cheaper wine because it has a screw top?
I think that's kind of like the giveaway that
see,
it's,
I don't
it's
think
not
so,
an expensive
though.
Bottle of wine.
I don't personally think that a screw top or a cork is going to make that big of a difference in the quality of wine.
Okay.
Because it's still sealed.
Right.
Right. But yeah. For you, it gave cheap.
100%. I think that's pretty universally like accepted that it's a cheaper bottle of wine.
What's the wine connoisseurs called? The sommeliers?
Wine enthusiast. Oh.
You just wanted to say enthusiast.
Wine aficionado?
Yeah.
Ooh. I mean, the sommelier are the people who know.
I wonder what they sommelier would say. We should do that.
Okay, if any sommelier calls me right now and says that the screw top doesn't make a difference on the level of prestige in the bottle of wine, then I'm all in. But from me, from my point of view, $40 for a screw top, I'm getting screwed.
It gave cheap.
I'm getting
screwed. It gave cheap. I get it. I understand it.
But sometimes there's like those things that like it's a dead giveaway that it's kind of like, you know, kind of like a bootleg version.
It's
or
got
not,
that one thing that you're like, ugh, now it's cheap. Yuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It ruins it for me.
I totally get that.
So it ruined it for me completely. And I want to hear about what may have ruined something for you. 602-894-5653. If there was something you bought that you thought was like kind of high end, but then it came with like some cheap like plasticky thing around it.
What
or something.
Was the cheap factor?
Yeah, exactly.
Yucky.
Call us up, Camel Nation. So you heard about the pure dissatisfaction I had after paying $45 for I think it was like $40. $40 for a bottle of wine, and I didn't even realize the top was a screw off.
It just kind of gave you kind of like an ick.
Yeah,
like,
I was like,
it
wait
really
a second.
It shouldn't have been that expensive.
Yeah, this isn't Boone's Farm. This is like a nice bottle of wine. All right, so what did you buy that didn't live up to the money you spent?
I bought my wife a Coach purse, and the buckle on it was like this soft metal, right?
Uh-huh.
Well, after the first day, there were a ton of scratches on it, so it just kind of gave me this cheap factor. I was like, what? I just paid hundreds of dollars for this, and it's like scratched up?
That would drive me insane.
Yeah.
That absolutely would ruin it for me.
I feel you on that.
Because the metal's supposed to stay like that shiny, just pristine, and when they use that cheaper metal, it has, I know what you're talking about, because I have a purse that has that same issue.
Oh, yeah.
So
and you
totally
don't
want to
wear it.
It
anywhere.
I mean, I wear it every day, but I look at the buckle and I go, ugh.
Missed opportunity.
They really were.
Well,
so we get it.
Hey, they got you.
They did.
So, oh, yeah.
Sorry about that, Richie.
Thank you.
Camel Country, good morning.
Hi, this is Kelly from Florence.
Hey, Kelly from Florence.
What up, Kel?
So
I kind of liked that.
That's what I used to call my... Actually, I called her Kel Bell.
Oh, I know somebody who called his ex-wife that.
Well, I don't call her anything anymore.
Anyway, Kelly from Florence, what's up?
Going back to Nico's situation with the screw top wines,
mm-hmm.
I'm not a big wine drinker. I don't care for a lot of wines, but some of the wines that I actually do like are screw tops.
Is it because they're a little cheaper? Because they're a little more juice. Maybe they taste more like juice more than the wine.
Yeah, exactly.
I see you, Kelly. I get it.
The one wine that I absolutely love, it is a screw top, but you cannot get it anywhere except for this one little hole-in-the-wall Italian restaurant that I will not gatekeep, because I know there were a lot of bar gatekeepers yesterday.
Yes. What's it called?
It's called Alessia's. It's over in Mesa off of Hakeley and Brown.
Oh.
It's a little family-owned Italian restaurant, husband and wife team. Wife is in the kitchen, husband's in the front. And they have a sweet red blend wine that is to die for. Ooh. It's called Villa M.
Villa M.
Villa M. Alessia's in Mesa.
Yeah.
All right.
Mamma Mia Pizzeria.
Yeah, the food is phenomenal. The prices aren't terrible. And you get a ton of food.
Say
like,
less.
I get the chicken piccata almost every time. And the piece of chicken takes up my entire plate.
Ooh. Oh my gosh, you're not joking.
Yes.
No.
Well, we wrote that down. So that will be on our list of places to go.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. Kelly, thank you so much for calling this morning.
Yeah, thank you.
Camel Country, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, who is this? Where are you calling from?
This is Adam calling from North Phoenix.
Adam in North Phoenix, what's up?
Oh, well, we own a wine bar, well, taproom and wine bar. My wife's on the more wine side. I'm on the more beer side. But I do 100% agree with you. Screw top bottles seem a lot cheaper.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was kind of my feeling. You know, I didn't realize it. That was the thing. It was a surprise to me. Had I went in buying it at $40 going, you know what? It's got a screw top, but it's very expensive. Well, in my opinion, very expensive for a wine. I'm going to give it a try knowing that it's probably like a high quality wine, but it was just like, it just kind of shot a little let down.
Yeah.
A little bit of a letdown.
Yes. But nowadays there is some really good wine coming in screw top bottles.
I'm telling you, convenience. It's got to be the convenience factor of just being able to screw it back on.
Yeah. A lot of people like to screw.
Convenience. Yeah. Hey, on a side note.
Yeah.
We have Wine Down Wednesday every Wednesday, half-price bottles of wine.
Wine Down Wednesday with half-price bottles of wine?
Well.
Say less.
Well, what was that location again, Tapman?
It's Hopsology Taproom and Wine Bar. We're at 51st and Bell in Phoenix.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Hopsology. I feel like you've talked about this place before.
No, I talked about opening my own bar called... I don't want to say the name.
We're about a month and a half old.
Wow, that's awesome. Well, congratulations.
That sounds so cool.
Thank you.
You said 51st and Bell?
Yeah, there's in the Harbor Freight Complex or right next door.
Ooh. Get some construction equipment and a bottle of wine.
Hey, it is hilarious how many people come into us after shopping at Harbor Freight.
I get that. I get that.
Yeah.
Well, Adam, thanks so much for the call.
Yeah, thanks for taking it.
Have a great
day. You guys have a good day.
You too,
brother. Camel Country, good morning.
Hey, Nico.
Hey, what's going on, man? Who's this? Where are you from?
Yeah, my name is Spencer. I'm from Gilbert. But hey, I wanted to enlighten you. You're looking for that best wine. And I'm going to get you hooked on something that's very, very similar. It's a honey wine.
Ooh. Oh. Honey wine. Oh, yeah.
I feel like we're going in the right direction right now. So
tell us all about it.
What is this honey wine you speak of?
So a honey wine, it's a mead. And it actually dates back to like 7,000 BC, the fermenting process and stuff. But Superstition Springs makes a mead. It's actually a blueberry mead. And it's called Blueberry Hex. And it should be a Bevmo. I know it's a total wine. It's like $34. And it's not a twist top. And it's not a cork top. It's a metal flip resealable glass bottle.
I love those bottles.
So you That's said it cool. was called Super so Superstition Springs what?
It's Blueberry Hex. H-E-X.
Oh, Blueberry Hex.
They also have a blackberry, and they have a honey, and they have a couple different berries, and then they have a peanut butter jelly one.
What?
The Blueberry Hex, I've tried them all. Blueberry Hex is the number one, best one, and you're going to taste it, make sure it's cold, and you're going to be like, okay, this is my new stuff.
This sounds amazing.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. I can't wait to try that.
Dude, thank you so much for the info. I'm going to go get it immediately. Maybe this, Cheyenne, maybe this, it's Nico and Cheyenne, maybe this will be the excuse that I can use to finally go to San Diego.
You say finally like you've never been to San Diego.
I've never been before.
Seriously?
Do you think I would have made that statement had I gone to San Diego? I built it up pretty big. Do you want me to build it up even bigger?
It's been 46 years in the making. One man to travel to the furthest west coast port town south of the California.
I don't know.
I think you would have said that in order to do what you just did? 100%. 100%. You've never been to San Diego.
No.
That's fascinating. I loved San Diego.
I hear it's a fantastic place.
It's got like wonderful.
Everything going for it.
Yeah.
It's got the weather. It's got the weather.
It's got the San Diego Zoo.
It's got the weather.
It's got SeaWorld.
It's got SeaWorld.
Yeah. I really enjoy San Diego.
Do they still have orcas in their SeaWorld? Shamu? Is Shamu there?
No. I don't have an answer to that. I haven't been in a couple years.
After Blackfish documentary, kind of screwed that over. Anyway, apparently, my dreams can come true.
Yeah.
Finally, as if there were no flights before. But Alaska Airlines has announced the launch of a year-round nonstop service between Phoenix Sky Harbor International Airport and San Diego International Airport starting August 20th.
I love this because not only is it round trip, obviously, and it's direct, but it's all year around because there are some, like Allegiant, for example, that flies out of Mesa. They fly into Cleveland, I think, in Ohio, but it's only during certain months.
Seasonal.
It's very seasonal.
I would avoid flying into Cleveland
ever
365 days. A year, but
I have friends who live in Cleveland. I might fight you over that.
Not to travel during the winter.
Actually, now that I think about it, I'm pretty sure it's Cincinnati, but I digress. It's still seasonal.
Another
and it's still
fine Ohio town.
The point is that it's seasonal, and I love that this is year round because I mean, it's so much easier just to jump on a flight.
You always want to go to San Diego.
I do.
I always want to go also.
Yeah.
Never gotten to go though.
It's so much easier just to hop on a really quick flight and I'm an Alaska Miles member, so I will take some
look at you.
Flight benefits.
Absolutely. Alaska Airlines, the premier airline of Alaska. Which,
I wouldn't necessarily say that. I've had my qualms with Alaska Airlines multiple times.
You see how like people in the Middle East fly Emirates Airlines?
Yeah.
And it's like lie down beds,
the most luxurious
lobster meals, and it's like
my life.
Caviar toilet paper that just tingles your dingle. And then there's
crying.
Alaska.
Where you might get some peanuts. They won't be warm.
Their tagline is, it's a plane.
Are you going to get there? Yeah.
Will it fly? I don't know.
Maybe.
We will see. Alaska.
Taking you places.
Okay.
Maybe.
There you go. Get back and forth to San Diego starting August 20th on Alaska Airlines.
I love that. I love it.
This is Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.